How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy is for sale.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Frisky Friday on Pep Talk. That was Patti Page. I thought of that song the other night, knowing y'all were coming in. Pensacola Humane Society is here. Mary McClellan is here with us with a special guest. We have Greg Harris with the Pensacola Ice Flyers. Good morning, y'all. Welcome to Frisky Friday. And we also have a special furry guest. Who is that?
We have Gemma. She is a year and a half old. She's about, I think, around 35, 40 pounds.
Yeah.
And she's been with us a few weeks. She came in very shut down and wouldn't leave her kennel. But now, you see, she's out. She's on the radio.
Yeah, she's on the radio. Beautiful, kind of a, looks like a, I'm trying to think of the
golden
color.
Golden retriever.
Golden retriever, but yeah. Kind of a
copper.
Red copper yeah. color. Mm-hmm. Beautiful and sweet, sweet face.
Very sweet.
Oh, see this, I'm in trouble. Yeah. See, they do this to me. They bring the dogs in on Friday. I have this feeling I am going to have a house full of dogs before this is all said and done. There's no question.
That definition of great problems.
Yes, exactly. Right? That's exactly right. So excited to have Pensacola Humane Society here. And as we get started, if you can just tell us a little bit about, I know people have heard of you, but who are you? What do you do? And maybe what is the difference between you and some of the other shelters in the area? I know y'all work together, but you also have your own mission.
Right. And our mission is to focus on the well-being and bright, happy futures for shelter animals, cats and dogs. We do cats and dogs. Mm-hmm. And we find loving homes for them. So we take care of them. We make sure their medical needs are met. And then once all of that is done, we put them in their forever homes.
Gotcha. So where are you located?
We are near the intersection of Garden and Pace, 5 North Q Street.
Okay. So if somebody wanted to come out and just see if maybe they wanted to foster or do a doggy day out kind of thing or possibly adopt, what would they need to do? Call first or can they just come?
Well, we have office hours and they are on our website. But we are pretty much 10 to 4 every day. Mm-hmm. There's a couple days that are different. On Thursdays, we're open until 6.
Oh, that's good for people that work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's right.
Are you open on Saturday?
We are from 10 to 2.
Oh, excellent. Okay, that's good too. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, just come in.
I'm excited to see Gemma. Is that Gemma's name?
Gemma.
I'm excited to see Gemma here. And I'm excited to see Greg here. It was so funny. He has a baseball cap on and he walked in and I said, "And so what's your role at the Humane Society?" And I went, "Oh my God, no, this is the Ice Flyers owner. Hello." So it's great to have you here. So what brings you here? I understand you're going to be sponsoring a big event.
Yeah. So we're, it's an honor for us to be the title sponsor once again for Barktoberfest. So we've done it for a few years now and been involved with them in other ways as well. So it's great to be back and be doing what we can to, for our furry friends and all the people that love them and they're a part of their lives.
That's exciting. So the Ice Flyers have been a big supporter of the Humane Society over the years.
Yes. Yeah. No. And it's something too. I mean, it's been near and dear to my heart. You know, I've had a couple dogs. Unfortunately, I had to put one down a few years ago. But I have a 16-year-old right now at home, and he's a gem, and I got Gemma right now, just like licking my fingers away here underneath my chair. And I was like, as soon as I saw her, I was like, oh my gosh. So, we're all suckers for dogs, right? So it's they're
very true. Very true. Okay. Yeah. Well, the Barktoberfest now with October next week. October 1st is next week,
yes.
So we're not that far from it
we
now.
We are not.
It's, so tell us all about it.
It's in high gear.
Yeah.
It's October 18th from 10 to 4 down at Seville Square. And I'm not going to make the mistake this time. I said Ferdinand Plaza, but it is not.
It's not.
It's Fountain Park. Ironically where the fountain is. But anyway, we're going to have a lot of stuff going on.
Uh-huh.
Greg, you want to tell them about some of the contests last year? Do you remember
Oh my gosh. The dress up contest, the costume contest. Yeah. That's the funniest one. I mean, to see how many people like dress up at like, and I mean, they're it's not just they're dressing up their dogs, they're dressing up themselves too.
So it's like a couple's
it's
thing.
A couple's it's so great to see. It's one of the funniest things. I mean, I think
one with a bulldog and the guy kind of had a bulldog face.
They look the same.
Generally matter what they wore, they kind of look this. I mean, have you noticed that sometimes at the Humane Society where people kind of look like their dogs?
Yeah. Yeah.
The same mannerisms. It's kind of weird. It's
yeah, exactly. I think one of them that sticks out the most to me, I think it was, I don't know if it was last year or the year before, but this couple had two wiener dogs. And they dressed them up as hot dogs, and then the girl was ketchup, and the guy was mustard. So it's like, you've got to be kidding me.
Adorable.
So they get. I mean, that's probably one of the most popular ones. Yeah. I would say, right? Where it's just it's such great fun because I mean, you just walk around, and even because then they're dressed up like that all day long too. So people just sit there, they want to take pictures, and it's a great way to really, you know, to spread the word of what, because I mean, what's going to happen next? You know, they're going to post like, oh, look at this. Look at these people at Barktoberfest, right?
Oh, no.
So it's like kind of this, another way of that inadvertently like promoting the, you know, the Pensacola Humane Society and Barktoberfest.
Well, I always love the name of the event. Just whoever came up with that was a genius, because I think it's so cute. But Barktoberfest is perfect.
Yes.
I like coming down when I used to, when my dog passed away a couple years ago too, but I would bring him down and we would take, there used to be a place to have pictures taken. Like there's like a photo area.
Photo booth.
Yes. Which is always kind of neat because it was right in time for the fall season. And that was fun. Yeah. And then you have vendors from all over. But also some of the other organizations are there with adoptable dogs too. Yep. So that you can kind of maybe do a little pre-holiday shopping perhaps.
That's
a possibility.
And I think that's where it's such a good opportunity. Again, even if you don't have a dog, just it's an opportunity to come out and really get to know, and expose yourself to everything that the Pensacola Humane Society is doing. So it's an incredible event. I mean, there's lots of people there. I mean, it's typically, the weather is absolutely gorgeous.
Great time of
year.
Yeah,
it's
a
great time
of
year. Yeah, absolutely.
That's great. Yeah. Okay, so then the role that you all have with it is being the sponsor. Now, do you all ever do dog days at the games or anything like that?
Oh, just a few. Yeah, just a few.
It was a setup.
Yeah,
it was a loaded
absolutely.
Question.
Yeah.
Tell us about that, because that's kind of fun.
Yeah, so we do two small dog races, and then we do one wiener dog race. And so, it's a free registration, for anybody that has dogs under 15 pounds for the small dogs and any wiener dog, that's January. That's a big one.
So the wiener dogs, also known as dachshunds.
Yes. Yeah. So,
just to clarify.
Yeah. Absolutely. So we.
There is a real name.
Yeah.
There is.
There is.
For them.
So I think last year we had like 130.
What?
Dogs. Yeah. Racing
no,
across.
You did not.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh
yeah,
my gosh. So when is this? Because I want to come see.
So
that.
So this the wiener dog race night is in the middle of January.
Oh,
so the small dog race night is November 15th. And then
that's not too far off. Okay.
Yeah, the second one is March, mid-March.
So if I wanted to register my dog for that one, where do I go?
Just go to iceflyers.com.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's under Fan Zone or Community, one of the two.
Okay.
You'll see a dog registration. And it's great fun. I mean, you get to go on the ice with your dog. And
my gosh.
Yeah, so it's one of those where it's like, it's such a long race that people, like, they don't leave because... they'll leave during the game to go to the restroom,
right,
go get food or whatever it is, and then they're back for the dog races because like they're not missing this one, right?
That's correct.
So, but then I've been asked over the years, it's like why do you have the races like such a long, a stretch like through like across the ice? Why don't you do it short? Like, we don't want it to go well. We want chaos. We want dogs chasing each other and pooping at center ice.
It's on the ice. It's not on like a carpet or anything.
No. It's right on the ice.
No.
So that's nice. We have the little ones. So the big ones would be. I mean, it's like we love it when dogs pee at center ice and poop at center ice. We want that chaos. But then we separate. We have heats.
Oh my goodness.
Separate the runners, and then those now is the grand final, which is. In the second intermission.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so.
Well,
yeah, so it's, yeah.
Okay.
We love, needless to say, we love any type of, any dog. Yeah, we love chaos. We love dogs. So.
All right. Yeah. Well, we're talking with Craig Harris with Pensacola Ice Flyers, who is the sponsor of the upcoming Barktoberfest with the Pensacola Humane Society. We're going to take a quick break, but we're going to come back and talk some more about Barktoberfest and ways that you can help the Pensacola Humane Society throughout the year. This is Pep Talk, and if you've got a question, 850-437-1620. Welcome back to Frisky Friday. Gemma's in the house, our beautiful golden retriever, who is also, by the way, up for adoption. And our friends with the Pensacola Humane Society, Mary McClellan is here. Greg Harris with the Ice Flowers is here. Okay, tell us everything, Mary, about Barktoberfest.
Well, as you know, it's an annual event. We've been doing it for several years. The Ice Flowers have been our title sponsor for several years and then involved before that, so we appreciate that very much. Greg gives so much to the community and the Ice Flyers, and we have this year the Ferdinand. I said Ferdinand again, didn't
mm-hmm.
I?
That's okay.
Fountain Park, which is the area just a little south of Seville. It's on the other side of the street.
Mm-hmm.
We've named that the Bow Wow Backyard. So,
oh, I love it.
So I did. I got a sponsor just for that little area, uh-huh. just as a secondary. And
cute.
So Bob Tyler Toyota is doing that.
Great.
He was going to be on the show today, but he had another commitment. So anyway, that's where we'll have all of our pet adoption events.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be there. Northwest Florida Great Dane, Suncoast Basset Hounds.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. The Escambia County Animal Welfare, Crestview Animal Welfare. We have partnerships with several of these
mm-hmm.
where we help them with spay and neuter. We'll transfer some animals if they're, you know, if they're overcrowded and they need, you know, need to send
right.
some out.
And by the way, the shelters have been extremely overcrowded this year, so they're all helping each other out right now.
We've had several moratoriums
mm-hmm.
Where we had to pause on cat intakes and dog intakes because we just had too many.
Right.
And, you know, people are like, well, you have some empty kennels. Well, we do, but we also have dogs in foster
mm-hmm.
that if those dogs are brought back, we need to have a place for them to stay. So anyway, yeah, they're all full. I mean, it's unbelievable. But in that park, we'll also have, you know, all the kids' activities and the dog activities.
Okay.
Most of them.
Okay.
But then with the vendors, they all have activities as well. So we have a lot of vendors like veterinarians and
mm-hmm.
Behavior training for dogs.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Just for dogs, though. Not for you, Meg. It's just dogs.
On it.
We have, you know.
I'm going to try not to be insulted by that. But
okay. No, I'm kidding.
I'm just
well, you're the Georgia dogs, right? Is that what? Yeah, there you
go. I got my Georgia shirt on today for sure.
I'll just throw in a Roll Tide.
Here we go. I was good all day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
10 minutes of my day. I wasn't going to say anything, but y'all started.
Yeah.
Go dogs, stick them, woof, woof.
Anyway, so we're going to have a bunch of stuff like that. We'll have a bunch of food trucks, and then we'll have merchandise there. One of the things we just did was we just bought a dog tag machine. So,
oh, cool.
So we have these, you know, you can make anytime somebody comes in and adopts a dog.
Yeah.
We find out, you know, what name they're going to give the dog, and we do a little tag for them. So we're going to be selling those for $5.
Oh, that's a bargain.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Well, if you go to Petland or nothing against the other ones,
mm-hmm.
but you know, for us, it'll say Pensacola Humane Society on the back, which is nice. And so we'll, you know, we're going to have those there.
Neat.
Yeah. And then I do need to do a shout out to Cycles of Pensacola because they donated a pet carrier bike.
Ooh.
In my favorite color, which is Tiffany blue.
Ooh.
Yes. So it's really pretty.
That's very cool.
And we're going to be doing a...
is that going to be an auction or
yes.
a silent auction kind of thing or...
Yes, and I'll probably start that. Well, we call it an opportunity drawing
oh,
in the
I
nonprofit
see. Okay.
world.
Gotcha. Okay.
I'll probably get started on that about 2 weeks prior.
Okay.
So, so we've got all kinds of stuff that's going to be going on. And we have races, too. We have the small dog mm-hmm. races, otherwise known as Dachshunds. No, they're just one of the breeds, but small dogs and medium dogs for sure.
Okay.
Wolfgang has, they hold the Party Gras every year in
oh,
February.
Yeah, of course.
They provide all of our dog activities like the ball pit and
mm-hmm.
the bubble area and the obstacle course.
Oh,
so they'll be doing
good
that.
Deal.
Yeah. So we have a lot going on. I have a whole list of things here. The way that people can help with this is we're still taking sponsors and vendors.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you have an interest in being there, just contact
yep.
you, Mary. Is that, are you the
well,
contact
they can,
person? Or?
They can contact me or they can just send me an email at barktoberfest@pensacolahumane.org.
Okay.
ORG.
Perfect.
All the information they need is on our website. And then we're also looking for volunteers.
Oh, okay.
So people want to come and, you know, help us keep things as streamlined as possible, which I've heard is kind of impossible, but we're gonna try to work on that. So that would be another thing. They can go to our website, and I just put a button on this morning.
Oh, good.
For volunteers.
Excellent.
So, yeah. So we have a lot going on. And
the date and time again of the event?
October 18th from 10 to 4.
10 to 4. Okay. Mm-hmm.
At Seville Square and Fountain Park.
Okay, you got it. Well, this sounds exciting. Now, this is a big event for you and big fundraiser, obviously, on October 18th.
Mm-hmm.
But if someone wanted to donate, maybe they can't make it out that day, mm-hmm. but they want to support the Humane Society. What are some of the ways they can do that?
Well, of course, they can go to our website and do a financial donation. We're always up for that.
Mm-hmm.
We'd love to start amping up our monthly donors, which is a great way to have a steady streamline of funds.
So someone commits to, say, $10, $20
a month,
and then that's just an automatic payment mm-hmm. every month. That's a great idea.
It just comes out wherever you decide it's coming out from.
Okay.
That
works. And you have a wish list online, I believe, too?
We do.
That's a good thing,
We have too. An Amazon wish list, mm-hmm. so you can look for us there.
So I always say, if you're in your car listening right now and you get to the stoplight, go to Amazon right now on your phone. Just get Pensacola Humane Society. You mm-hmm. can see their wish list. Mm-hmm. You click on that couple of gallons of bleach or the blankets or the food mm-hmm. that they need, and you pay for it right then, and they'll have it tomorrow. And you're done. And then the light turns green, and you've done your deal.
Yeah. That's true. We're always in need of bleach and Dawn.
Yes, I know. I've heard this, and towels and things like that. So not always the food, which is always helpful, but other items as well for the upkeep of the animals.
They can also foster, which is nice. So
yes.
You can take a dog for like a sleepover. You can take a doggy day out where mm-hmm. you just pick them up. I have taken one to the Palafox Market.
Oh,
he was so cute.
Oh.
And of course, I can't remember his name, but he was only about 2 months old and he was deaf.
Oh.
And so, but everybody loved him. He was just so cute. And when they found out he was deaf, they loved him even more.
Oh, I hope he got a good home.
We got back to the shelter to drop him off, and someone was waiting there waiting there for us to bring him back. He was gone.
I love that.
Yeah. So I was really happy about that.
Okay.
I know, right?
I love it.
Yeah.
All right. We're talking with Mary McClellan with the Pensacola Humane Society. Greg Harris is here with the Pensacola Ice Flyers, big sponsor for Barktoberfest coming up on October 18th, 10 to 4, Seville Square. We're going to be right back in just a couple of minutes to fill you in on a few more things about the Pensacola Humane Society on Frisky Friday. It's Frisky Friday. Good morning to you. Hope you're having a great day and getting ready for a fabulous weekend. Got Gemma in the house, our beautiful golden retriever who's available for adoption. So go online. You can see photos of her or stop by the Humane Society today and maybe meet her in person. Not a bad weekend to bring a puppy dog home.
She would be an awesome dog to take for the weekend,
mm-hmm.
have a sleepover.
Just a little foster.
Then you foster, then you become a foster fail because you love her so much, you're going to adopt her.
Yeah.
And I love seeing stories like that.
Yeah, that's
She really has come out of her shell the last few weeks, and she's so sweet.
A little love goes a long way.
Yeah,
it does. Long way. Okay, just a couple of minutes left. Anything you want to touch on, Mary, that we haven't mentioned this morning or back to Barktoberfest?
Well, I just wanted to mention a couple other things that we do, which is a pet pantry, which is where we give, hand out food to people who, need help with their pets. You know, everyone deserves to have a little pet if that's what they want. And mm-hmm. so this helps them with food and supplies.
So if someone's having a little bit of financial trouble, they can come to you to
the pantry. Absolutely.
Oh, that's great.
And that's the second and fourth Wednesday of the month.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
I didn't know about that. That's really special.
Yeah. And then, of course, I said foster. And then volunteer. Every morning when I drive up to the shelter, some volunteer is walking one of our dogs.
Aww.
That's how I thought to bring Gemma today, because mm-hmm. I saw her out on a leash, and that's the first time I've seen her on a leash. And I thought, and she's so sweet and docile, I just thought she was the perfect one. So,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, with Barktoberfest, I thought this was an interesting story. We normally do it on the last Sunday of the month.
Uh-huh.
But this year, what happened, Greg?
Oh, yeah.
We moved it.
Opening night.
Oops.
Opening night.
So go to Barktoberfest during the day and then come to the Ice Flyers game in the night.
There you go.
That'll work.
Full day for you.
Absolutely.
I love it. All right, that's our cue to go. Thank you guys for being here on Frisky Friday. You can check out the Pensacola Humane Society at pensacolahumane.org. Ice Flyers, your website is?
Iceflyers.com.
Tickets available for the coming season, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you so much, everybody.
Thank
have
you.
A great weekend.
Thanks.